Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's President and CEO, Tansley Stern, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Nakiso Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by PSCU Co-op Solutions, Trisend, Envisant, Typhoon, Bonafide, CU Healthcare Pay Card, and CU Next Gen. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2024 Nakiso Network here in beautiful Orlando, Florida. And in the studio lounge is Origins' very own Phil Dupree. Phil, how are you, sir?
I'm good, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing great, doing great. How's the conference going for you? I'm glad you stopped by.
It's great. You know what? I'm on the Nakiso board, so I try to be as big a supporter as I can. And, you know, the feedback that I get is really good here. The collaboration's good.
Oh, yeah.
I happen to be on the recruiting team for Ronaldo.
Oh, you were.
And so I really got
now
to
you've seen the fruits of your
my
labor.
Handprint. And what a great hire. You know, Jill helped us hire. Great hire. High energy. And, you know, as he says, Nakiso Ford. So I'm really proud to be a part of it and kind of have my little part for helping
you know,
get on.
I'm glad you brought up Ronaldo because I've heard nothing but positive feedback just based on these last couple of days.
Is that right?
Hear from people like, oh my gosh, the energy and the plans and the future. And like, yeah, so I think the future is very bright for Nakiso. You guys have set the table nicely for the next who knows how many years.
I agree. He's, you know, he really wants to kind of take it to the next level. Jack did a great job.
Mm-hmm, he did.
For many years.
Yeah.
And when he retired, Ronaldo came in. And again, I love what I'm seeing so far and the feedback has been super positive.
Pretty cool. Yeah, you guys got to be pretty happy. So, well, speaking of Ronaldo and the conference, any highlights that you want to share? Anything stand out for you besides the entire thing?
You know, of course, Sanders is you know,
cool.
is a nice highlight.
Yeah.
But there's been the breakouts, the speakers. I think they've been top notch. But for me, it really is about the kind of getting the network, right?
Mm-hmm,
the
mm-hmm.
folks that are here, I get to see a lot of either clients or potential clients at the same time.
Yeah.
So that's some real benefit for me.
Indeed, yeah.
And Disney, you know, who knows?
Oh.
The happiest place on earth. I've been here.
Disneyland.
I used to live in West Palm for 20 years. So
I
was a big Disney fan when my kids were little. So it's kind of come back home for me.
Right. Phil, where have you not lived? Because we were talking before the recording.
You know what?
You're in Texas.
That
you're
is
California.
Funny. I've only lived in warm climates. Texas, Florida, California.
Well, nothing wrong with that.
So I managed my career around,
stay
around
out of
those
snow.
Climate.
Stay out of the snow.
I heard that.
Oh my gosh. Well, I want to switch gears a little bit to,
Sure. Obviously
you guys are heavily into auto lending. I mean, that goes without saying, but so what types of trends or whatever, what did you want to talk about as far as auto lending goes? What are you guys seeing from the Origins perspective that will be beneficial to credit unions out there?
Sure. You know, I'm really proud to work for the company. It's almost 7 years that I've worked with the company and proud of the work we do both for our, you know, all our clients, both the dealers and credit unions. Obviously, we're owned by credit unions,
mm-hmm.
you know, 120 credit unions. So we spend a lot of energy making sure that we're doing what we can to kind of help them. It's amazing to me to think back, you know, this is 30 years for Cuddle. So Cuddle was started 30 years ago, and we're going to celebrate that 30-year anniversary in San Diego.
At your conference, here in my hometown.
June 27th. We're going to make that easy commute for you.
Thank you.
We had that in mind when we
really?
Decided
hey,
to go there.
Please, don't
so
throw me in the
proud.
Mix.
It'll be a great celebration, and I invite all your listeners to come see us. It'll be great content, and we'll also have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
To kind of share maybe some from my lens as the Chief Revenue Officer, as we look out, obviously the auto market is a big part of our business. And so whatever macro events are kind of happening in the auto business,
mm-hmm.
in the industry,
mm-hmm.
has a big impact.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, really if you start on kind of the marketplace, we're seeing dealers today, inventory starting to kind of rise back
I
up.
I noticed that
on the new car
dealers,
side.
Yes, the lots are getting a little fuller than they were time last year where they were kind of empty.
And really with higher interest rates, the floor plan is a challenge for dealers. But
mm-hmm.
your clue that really the inventory is growing is the incentives. So when I was looking at one of J.D. Power's reports, it was showing that this year is almost 5.8% compared to 2.3%.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's when those incentives come out, is when the inventory starts to kind of build.
So this fall will be a good time to buy a car, I'm assuming.
I think, and it really is by brand too. So you really have to kind of go down a level to see. That's a macro number. There are brands that don't have a lot of inventory, but there's also brands that if you go look at the days on hand, that's mm-hmm. a good metric. Mm-hmm. You'll know what deals are out there,
right.
So that they have that incentive. And really for the credit union side is, and we go by really by way of the credit unions, is liquidity is still headwind, right? It's headwind for our clients, so it's a headwind for us. Although, I would say optimistically, I see some points.
Okay.
As some of the investments are run off,
mm-hmm.
As you know, again, the indirect portfolio moves at a quick pace, mm-hmm. and so mm-hmm. with the runoff, we're starting to see little signs that liquidity, it looks like it could get a little bit better. The inflation numbers didn't seem to, we were all kind of hoping would we see a reduction in
mm-hmm,
interest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not an economist, but you know, when you see inflation numbers, it's like they're not where they want to be.
Exactly, they're not going to,
my sense is probably not reducing those. But,
yeah.
You know, we always kind of counsel our clients is make sure you don't get out of that business, right? So if you need to slow down, there are levers you can slow down.
Mm-hmm.
You can go more member-based,
mm-hmm.
But don't get out of the market. If you get out of the market, it kind of causes that vacuum and it'll close. And when you try to come back, mm-hmm. you're going to end up having to buy your way back in.
Yeah, no doubt.
So again, we probably see about the same thing that we saw last year. You know, things were a little bit tighter.
Mm-hmm.
The volume was down compared to, for us, 22 was the record year
mm-hmm.
for the, you know, for that year.
Well,
was,
yeah.
$78 billion is what was across our platform.
You guys had, here's $551 billion in loans?
Is that a number? When I was looking that up, I'm like, does 500 trillion sound, I mean,
trillion.
Does a half a trillion sound more than 500 billion? But it was since we started.
Yeah.
There's been over 500 billion on the platform.
That
so
is
I would
amazing.
Say
that's amazing.
That is at scale.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So yeah, so what's the secret sauce that you guys have here
well,
at Origins? Because the success really speaks for itself.
I really appreciate that. I would say that it client focused is a right in this world, in
yeah.
the credit union
yeah.
world. Being a servant and serving your members is making sure that you keep that in mind, whether you're serving at the member level or you're serving at the client level.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we think that's part of our secret sauce, our people. The tenure that I have, I'm super proud of my org. It's probably, even with some turnover in different areas, probably 7 or 8 years is the average. And so with that, if you do a good job of keeping your staff,
mm-hmm.
keep them motivated,
mm-hmm.
give them incentives, they can take care of your customers
yeah.
in a big way.
Yeah.
I think technology, we invest millions of dollars every year to try to make sure that we help the credit unions and dealers have the best technology
mm-hmm.
because it changes so fast
yeah. Yeah.
that you have to invest in that. So I think our technology is something that we're super proud of.
Agreed. Well, you got to make that car buying experience as seamless and memorable as possible, right? So, and that really puts credit unions in a great position to be that I guess, you know, first choice lender,
right.
if you will. So I think what you guys
do
really puts them in that
and
position.
And I think dealers have, you know, I worked at AutoNation as an executive for almost 17 years, and one of the things that they knew they had to solve was the whole F&I process. People are like, I don't want to sit around the dealership for 4 or 5 hours. And so that's been
something that
they worked on.
Yeah.
And now I think with technology, And COVID actually accelerated, right, is the ability to do digital deals, deliver your car
mm-hmm.
wherever you want it. You
mm-hmm.
want it at home, we'll deliver it at home.
Yeah, yeah.
And make the process online and digital.
Mm-hmm.
So we've seen that really move ahead, and I think that's an advantage for you know, credit unions and dealers
yeah.
alike. So that's something we lean into.
Okay, and I've heard that we're getting very close to going to the dealership lot or seeing something online and pressing a button. And that car is yours. I hear we're very close.
You know
close
what?
To that.
I think the ability will be there. Now, let's see.
I think we're
you know,
close.
It's the Amazon, right? The
yes.
Amazon approach.
Yes. That,
if I can do
it's
that,
it's kind of scary. But
it is. That's a you know, it's only your second largest purchase other than your
mm-hmm,
home.
Mm-hmm.
But I think making it that convenient, and then let the customer decide.
How
much do I want? The key is, and we spend a lot of time. We're working with artificial intelligence. We have partnerships with Zest. We have mm-hmm. partnerships with Informed IQ. Mm-hmm. Is how to remove friction. That really is right. a key. Right. Remove the friction, and happy clients come back over and over again.
Oh yeah. And as we all know, the auto lending is the credit union's bread and butter. So to make that experience memorable and have them come back, because I know at my credit union I've gotten 3 auto loans.
Is that
them.
Right?
Yeah. Well, in my younger years. Yeah.
Sure.
So I mean, and that for me, just using me as an example, that built the trust and the loyalty right there, because it was a great experience each and every time. So
I agree.
I'm going to come back. So
And really for us, the bread and butter in the credit use is really in the used car. You know, for new car, you know, during the pandemic, credit unions got up to, in the 20% market share. Now it's resettled back with the manufacturers. They're mm-hmm. probably two-thirds.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the 9-10% range. But used cars always been strong. And I looked at a report from J.D. Powers yesterday, mm-hmm. and they're about 25% market share today. So
okay.
That is the bread and butter,
yeah.
right? And, you know, with the interest rates kind of raised, there's okay net interest margin that
mm-hmm.
that there is some money to be made.
Mm-hmm.
Credit unions clearly have to watch for delinquencies and
oh, yeah.
charge-offs.
Yeah.
We're seeing
yeah.
a little bit rise, but again, it was so low that a little rise
for quite a while.
shouldn't alarm
yeah.
our lenders.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think for the last decade we've been living in a dream world a little bit.
Yeah,
so
you're like
now we're back
less
to reality.
Than a half a percent. You're like,
I know.
Okay,
what is up with that?
And again, we try to coach and counsel and partner with our credit unions to say, just you have to price for that risk, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can be in whatever segment. They typically are in A paper and prime, but if you want to move down that spectrum, you just need to price it appropriately.
Yep.
Price for that risk.
Yep. Indeed, sir. Alrighty. Well, Phil, anything else to add to wrap up here?
No. Again, thank you for the time.
You are welcome.
And we're really proud, and we're really happy with the way things are going.
Good. As well, you should. Yeah, you guys are doing a great job, and we'll see you in San Diego this summer.
I'll see you in San Diego.
Alrighty, sir.
Talk again.
All right, Phil.
All right.
Well done.
Thank you.
Good job.
Nakiso Studio Lounge Interviews brought to you by PSU Crop Solutions, Tricen, and Visint, Typhoon, Bonafide, CU Healthcare Pay Card, and CU NextGen. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible.